is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hello, my name is Brandon, and I really love the Nashville, and I love the Hallmark Christmas movies.
Hey, my name is Panda, and I really like Nashville, too, and I like them Hallmark Christmas movies.
Hello, my name is Dan. I'm indifferent towards Nashville, but I really, really despise those Hallmark movies.
Hi, my name is Justin. I'm from Knoxville.
And this is the Deck the Hallmark Podcast.
I elongated it.
Man, I feel like we nailed it. Should we just shut it down?
No, I think we should shut it down because I thought it was that good. Hi, everybody. How are you?
Doing well.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yes? What a good day it is. It's Kringle Day. But
it is Kringle Day.
Right up there. When I think about things that I love in my life, it's like my family, Kringle, Justin Kirkland, it all kind of...
That's right.
Where are we in that it's list?
Kind of, you're down there. Yeah. I mean, you didn't even get invited to my bachelor party. Justin, how are you? Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you guys. I'm doing really well. I'm a little tired, but only because I've been so full of the Christmas spirit.
So full of it.
I love it.
The Christmas spirit.
Yeah. Yes. And you are from the God's country part of Tennessee, East Tennessee, back over here in the Eastern time zone. So does this feel like you finally get to set the record straight on this, or are you more offended that we asked you to come on to talk about Nashville of all places?
Well, here's the thing. Every time I talk to you guys, I'm offended.
Yeah, that's fair.
But beyond that, no. I think this is a good time to bring those two worlds together. You see, before you get Nashville hot chicken, we wring its neck in the East.
I like it. Fair enough.
Really, we brought you on because you are you love Dolly and you love the countries of music, and that just, it made sense. Like Kix Brooks, it all made sense. When you found out this movie was being created, how did you feel about it? Were you excited about it?
I mean, I was varying levels of excited because of the list of people. I know I don't want to jump ahead, but I will tell you that when Sarah Evans appeared on screen, I laid on the floor and cried in a positive way. So, I think you guys made the right decision. I'm grateful to be here.
And not to be outdone, if you like Justin, even if you don't like Justin, I mean, how dare you? But if you like Justin, he sticks around and he does a little bonus episode with Bramble Jam Plus for Dolly. Speaking of Dolly Parton, Dolly Parton's new Netflix musical, Christmas on the Square. And if you're a Bramble Plus subscriber,
Dan sat through Christmas on the Square.
For those of you that watched it at home, I have thoughts and we'll get to those on Deck the Hallmark Plus.
That's right.
So go to BrambleJamPlus.com and you can hear more.
It's like a My Year with Dolly Deck the Hallmark crossover bonus. It's what everybody I think has been clamoring for on the webs. When are we going to get that crossover? You are coming to a close of your first year of the My Year with Blank and this year, Dolly, a podcast here on the Bramble Jam Podcast Network. It's been quite the ride. So congratulations on your first year. Any words of wisdom to anybody who's considering spending a full year doing a deep dive into somebody on the internet?
I feel the same way about spending a full year with somebody that I do with the two bottles of wine that I drink on Saturday night, which is pace yourself. Because I think that it's very easy to go down rabbit holes. So my Sundays have been full of Dolly, and I have a bit of a Stockholm syndrome at this point, because even when it's stressful and there's too much going on, I got really upset and got a little emotional that there won't be Dolly for at least a few months, just to catch my breath. So it's been really good. I've been grateful to live in your guys' house with you. Because we all just live in one house.
It's the Bramble Jam house. It's a Bramble House Christmas.
We can confirm two bottles of wine. Confirm. Right. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Saturday was wild. you guys want to dive into a Nashville Christmas Carol?
I would love to.
It originally aired on November 21st, 2020. And it went a little something like this. Vivian is a big TV producer who's producing...
Director.
A director?
Yeah.
Sorry. Vivian's a big TV director who is direct expecting a big country Christmas TV special. You know the kind. Gavin is a music manager for a big artist who is opening up the special. Her name's Belinda. Who doesn't love her? Vivian is up for a big promotion where if this goes well, she's going to have to go to LA, do more directing for more big things. And if she gets it, she's going to move away. She's going to move to LA. She's going to be a big city girl. Vivian and Gavin used to be a thing, and they're having to work together, but there seems to be a lot of tension there. One day during rehearsals, Vivian gets a package, and inside this package is a music box, but no one else can hear the music in that box. She's very confused. She says, throw this in a room somewhere. And she's walking around backstage and she hears the song again. And so she goes to track it down and she bumps into dead country artist, Marilyn, who she used to work with to put on this big TV special. And so she introduces her to the spirit of Christmas past. And it's exactly who it should be. It's Kix Brooks. He takes us on a journey, my friends, to the past, where we get to meet little Vivian and little Gavin, and they're having a lot of fun together. And we find out that her mom left when she was young. Questions about what that means later on. And it forced her to grow up pretty quickly for her little sister. We get to see her and Gavin become really close early on in their careers. But she gets mad because he didn't give her Belinda's first music video that he promised that he would. But we find out that he tried. He fought for her, but you know, he had a boss too, and the boss just wasn't having it. So she decides, you know what? It's time to forgive him. It's time to start hanging out more. It's time to start living in the present. And he drops her off at home. And speaking of the present, the spirit of Christmas present is here. And she shows her that her sister has a boyfriend that she hasn't talked about. Ooh, man. Just as important as what Kix Brooks gets to do. She is forced to move Wes's client out of the starting spot of this special. That makes Belinda very sad. Belinda goes missing. And the other artist who's taken her spot, Alexis, also goes missing. Why is everyone missing? I don't know. Luckily, the Ghost of Christmas Present is here to help us. They track them down in the center of the town square doing some nice karaoke, chumming it up with one another. And Vivian's like, oh yeah, this is real good. And so she decides, she gets this bright idea. These two should start the show off together. It would be amazing. And everyone's loving that. So they go get ready for the big performance. They're doing it together, the big performance, and everyone's like, this is amazing. So amazing, in fact, that she gets that promotion. She turns down that promotion because she wants to stay in Nashville, but the guy's like, oh, no problem. Commuting it is. Vivian and Gavin, they make up, they kiss, and that, my friends, was a Nashville Christmas Carol.
We did it. Trace got a little...
That's my bad, yeah, everyone. Okay. Sometimes the tunes get tricky.
Yeah, it's okay. It's all right, Trace.
Hey, Justin.
Hi.
Are you guys ready to dive into the first segment?
Oh, boy.
Oh, wait. Let's take a break. You're going to want to hear this one. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's right.
We'll be right back here on Deck the Hallmark.
Oh, it's Kringle time.
Kringle.
It is Kringle
Kringles.
Week.
Kringle.
Our
Kringle,
folks
Kringle.
At Racine Danish Kringle in Racine, Wisconsin. It is a mom and pop store that they home make these amazing Danish pastries. It is a tradition in Wisconsin. It should be a tradition in your household. And they are kind enough to send us some fresh Kringles each and every holiday season. There are so many flavors. If you've never had a Kringle, now is the opportunity because you're going to get a discount. But we're going to eat some real quick. They sent us a gingerbread Kringle and Santa's Cinnaberry Kringle. I don't know what a Cinnaberry is.
But I'm going to try it.
But hand a gingerbread down to Brandon down there.
I'll hand you guys. Yeah, yeah, here we go.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good gosh. Throw it.
These are so good. And we've actually been to
the factory.
We've seen how they're made. They are made by people, handmade every step That's of right. the
There's
way.
There's a woman named Teresa that ices every single Pringle. I love Teresa.
Bit.
She really does.
So if you want to join us joining them right. by eating, you're yeah. not, you're, it's the, sorry, Justin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh my God.
That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good audio that right there, everybody.
Clutch. Oh, you did a Cinnaberry.
And they're offering all of our listeners a discount?
That's right. You go to Kringle.com and put in the password.
The password.
You put in the promo code Hallmark10, you're going to get 10% off your order. Guys, this gingerbread Kringle is going to move. My favorite is the Bavarian cream. I like the cheesecake. You're a big apple cinnamon fan. There's Kringles for any type of person. This gingerbread Kringle is moving up the list.
That might be a top five.
Man. A top three for me. Mm. Have you tried the gingerbread yet?
I have not. I have not.
I'm gonna Cinnaberry it, but we...
Guys, do it. Kringles all the way. We love them. Go check them out. You will not regret it. It's the perfect way to start the holiday season. Kringles!
That's stupid good.
This may not last. Mm-hmm.
Welcome back, everybody. If you hear eating throughout this episode, sorry about it. And sorry, Justin, because I'm sure that's great for you to hear. Just a lot of munching.
I've already looked up the website while you guys were eating, and I want the cranberry nut one real bad.
Mm. All right, get it.
Gingerbread one. Holy
guys,
cow.
We're talking about a Nashville Christmas Carol, that takes place in Nashville. Very excited to talk about it. Very excited to break it down.
It's a Nashville Christmas Carol, you're saying?
It is a Nashville Christmas Carol, but it's not like just like a fa-la-la carol. It's a Christmas Carol.
Like Dickens.
Like the person Carol?
Yes, Carol. Hello. My name's Christmas Carol. Thank you. It's like the Christmas house, but with Carol. Hey, are you guys ready?
I've been ready.
It's time for the hot take. That's quite the piece. It's time for the hot take. It's part of the show where we tell everybody exactly how we felt about this movie. Panda, no one is more hip with the, you know, country music lingo world than you are. Justin's a close second, but you're up there. Yeah. No one loves country music like you. How'd you feel about it?
I had fun with this movie, even though I don't think it's a particularly great movie. It was light, airy. I feel a little offended for Charles Dickens, because it's not really a true Christmas carol. There's no Ghost of Christmas Future, which is a little, you know, whatever. But, you know, guys, I don't know why. I had maybe too high of expectations. I don't know if it met those expectations. But I had fun. Like, it's still a fun movie overall. I'll say that. There it is. Fun movie.
Big funds, maybe six.
That's one of your worst sentences.
All right, Justin.
Excluding the big funds, maybe six. I'm pretty much on the same page with Panda.
he cannot stand by that gibberish.
He's a real journalist.
That could be some secret code word that I don't know. Big funds, maybe six.
I can't wait
to unpack that masterpiece.
That's the. That's the cue drop of the day, everybody. That's the cue drop of the day.
That's right.
If you listen to it backwards, you'll get it. You'll get it.
Fun may be fun. No, I mean, here's the thing. I'm not here to judge anybody's syntax, because again, I watched this this film with wine, and I have in my notes Gavin was unremarkable.
You're right, actually. I know exactly what you're talking about there. There was a marble situation. We don't need to get into it. He was
so
unremarkable.
I was excited because so many of these people, I feel like, soundtracked kind of my childhood, like Brooks and Dunn, Wynonna, Sarah Evans. And I feel like I had a bar set for it, and they ran directly into that bar. So I think that's kind of where I would leave it. Also, not to get into like dicey territory, but I've heard things, especially over the past year, about how we should always look for not stereotype, not generalize people's appearances, but I swear I could not tell a single one of these white men apart, which is the first time for me. They just like all blended together, the dad, the love interest, and like, except for Kix Brooks, who is an actual angel. Yeah. So I was really, I was thrown by the whole thing. It was interesting.
This is what I'll say about this movie. It was on my list of the movies I was most excited about because, I mean, Nashville Christmas Carol. I was expecting and anticipating something wacky, something crazy. And we got that relatively early on when Kix Brooks enters the picture. And yes. I cannot believe that I'm about to say this. We did not get enough Kix Brooks.
No.
We did not get enough wacky, weird.
You have lost your mind.
I have not lost my mind. I wanted this movie to be crazier than it. When I found out we didn't have a Ghost of Christmas Future, I was like, 2020, just hold your punches for a second. Like, I needed more craziness. And it just, and like, when we got a lot of Kix Brooks.
2020,
and
then
we
got, and then hold we, your punches hold, for hold just
your
one
punch,
second?
Hold your punch, because they're saying no future.
Okay.
That's the punch, no future.
Okay. Big Fun Maybe Six.
Big Fun Maybe Six. I wanted it to be a little crazier than it was. I know I'm saying crazy things here, but I just wanted wackier. And, you know, Kimberly Williams Paisley showing up and doing a Dolly impression isn't crazy enough mm-mm. for me. Kix was everything I wanted and more in this movie. But aside from Kix, I was unfortunately underwhelmed by the wackiness and the weirdness that I was hoping for. And that's just on me. Hallmark tries to do something out of the box, and I'm like, not out of the box enough, Hallmark. Yep. So that's on me completely, 100%. But I was just hoping for something even weirder than what it was.
So you guys know that there's no Kelly Pickler movie this year. And I know there's not a Kelly Pickler movie this year, Justin. And thank the good Lord above that's not the case. But I am here to tell you, this entire movie is designed to make a Kelly Pickler comeback more palatable. That's what they're doing here. There is more bad acting per capita in this movie than in any Hallmark movie I've ever seen. I mean, the screen is just filled with country music singers reading off cue cards. Like, that is what this is. Like, is Kix Brooks hilarious in his hat and red shirt as the Ghost of Christmas Past? Yes, but once that wears off and he just like stale saltines reads lines for the next hour of this movie, it is brutal.
No, like, stop.
Kix Brooks has all the personality in the world, and all of a sudden, he is just like, he's got two cards in the deck. It's Reed and it's Wink. Those are his two cards. He doesn't have any other card in the deck. Sarah Evans and Ray Lynn sharing the screen. Those are two titans of thespians that we've never seen before. Really, really knocking it out of the park over there. I haven't even gotten to Wynonna Judd. Like, good Lord, somebody just hand her a paycheck and let her go home. Like, this is bad, guys. It's bad. The movie itself isn't as bad as Kelly Pickler because Pickler's in the every scene. But per capita, this movie is populated with worse than average Hallmark actors.
Okay.
And so by that standard, I'm sorry, it's a dumpster fire. It's not bottom three bad. And the reason it's not bottom three bad is because it is bonkers noo-noo. Like, it is a crazy movie where they have the gall to do Dickens but not Ghost of Christmas Future. Like, it's like, no, that would be... The future's still in front of them. We wouldn't want
to. It's like they tried to get Garth Brooks and they couldn't. And so they're like, just scrap it. Scrap right. the future.
Yeah.
Garth is the future and the past and the present. I think we can all agree there.
Yeah. Give me Montgomery, not John Michael Montgomery. Montgomery from Montgomery Gentry. He should be the Ghost of Christmas Future. Give me him. Go ahead.
Give me any of the Lone Stars.
Yeah. I'm already there. That's the future guy.
I love that.
That's perfect.
He is already there.
Yeah, the movie is crazy enough with some crazy effects to where it at least holds your attention, but it is bad, 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 bad.
What is it? Big Fun
Maybe Six.
Big Fun, man, if that's not a shirt, I don't know what it is. Big Fun Maybe Six.
You know, Ghost of Christmas Future, Rich from Big and Rich, but he's just homeless.
We're looking live. It's time for All the Feels. It's part of the show. We talk about anything that gave us those Christmas feels, feels in general. Panda?
Christmas past when she is a little girl and she's gotten the video camcorder for the very first time. And the ghost says to her, he says, you know, this is going to be the last moment before your family basically just implodes. It blows apart. And she, like, just runs to, like, grab the little girl, like, just to let her know. I don't know. There's just a moment there that I just felt that, right? Like, we've had those moments where, as kids, we have that, like, if we had just known what the next year or maybe 2 years would bring and that would change us. Like, that scene just hit me. Guys, I don't want to say I teared up a little bit, but I got a little misty-eyed. I like that. That hit
Big
me right
fun
in the
maybe feels. Six.
Maybe oh,
six.
Maybe. That's a, yeah.
Yeah. Justin, any feels for you?
I loved the Etsy commercial. I was waiting on the feels. I think for me, I ran a gamut of feels because Sarah Evans singing, first and foremost, we have never given Sarah Evans the due that she deserves.
She is a great singer. She's, for everything bad I said about her as an actor, she is a wonderful voice. She is fantastic.
Unparalleled. Like, there's not another singer in the country music space right now that sounds like her. No Place That Far. Suds in the Bucket. I didn't even know that Suds could be in a bucket before her.
That's right.
Like, that's how good she was. And Wynonna, I wish we had gotten a little more Wynonna singing, but there was a point where she was, her song was in the background. I know it was a Christmas song, but in my mind, I want to believe it was Love Will Build a Bridge.
Yeah.
And I absolutely love that. On the other side of it, since we're just talking about feels, I think I would have felt a little more tingly if, like, the underlying theme, and I know this comes up in Hallmark movies, but I feel like they were, like, driving it home this time, which is, if you leave home, you will be unhappy. We're leaving everything. And I'm sitting, of course, not in my hometown, and I'm like, am I unhappy? So I'm still answering that
A full
question.
Bottle in. Am I unhappy?
I'm like, I'm swishing around like the last little bit. Am I unhappy?
I'm fine. Hey, Justin, what is your opinion on gloves?
Just in general?
Yeah.
I think that they are in a world where we're so limited by touch right now anyway, just keeping us further from each other.
It's beautiful. Mm.
It is.
Why? Right. Why? It's one of my favorite moments of
one of my favorite bits on all of Deck the Hallmark.
Hi. My feels. It's when Kix Brooks is by the Christmas. We think we're done. We think we're done with Kix Brooks. Mm-mm.
Kix gets way more time than Kimberly Williams Paisley. This is movie.
You know what? I want to take this. Like, here's the poll. Who got paid more? Kix Brooks for the hour that he was on screen or Kimberly Williams Paisley for the 5 minutes she was on screen? Who got paid more?
Kix Brooks.
He's a bigger star. He's a bigger star than Kimberly Williams Paisley.
Is he?
In like star, not movie star or actor, but like Kix Brooks is worth way more money than Kimberly Williams Paisley is on her own by a mile. It's not even close.
Princess Bride money?
Princess Bride.
Not Princess Bride. Not the Princess
Christmas
Bride.
Train?
No. The freaking movie with Steve Martin.
Daughter of the Bride.
Yeah.
That
Father
money?
Father of the Bride. Daughter of the Bride.
It's the father is the bride. It's the Princess Bride.
Yeah.
There's a bride somewhere, darn it. I don't know. I think she's worth more.
No.
Kix Brooks. Well, let someone give us that info.
Kix Brooks.
Kix Brooks.
All in
for Kix. Yeah, the moment where he came back. When he was sitting by the Christmas tree with the guitar, I was like, I thought we were done. We're not, and I'm happy about that. So that gave me feels. Dan?
No, not really. I didn't have much here, unfortunately. I just wasn't for me, I don't think. I tried. I looked in my heart. I appreciated the way they did the flashback going from 1 year to the next. Mm-hmm. But the mom leaving was just such a, like, they played it so... Like, they didn't play it up as a big thing. They just said, she's here one day, she's gone the next, and it didn't do much for me.
And I gotta say, I liked that they kept coming back. Like, it wasn't one lesson and that's it. It was thrown throughout, like, you know, kicks kept coming back. Kimberly Williams did it a couple of times. So I liked that it wasn't like, hey, here's the thing and here's the lesson. Yeah. Here's the next ghost, you know. Let's take one more quick break. We'll be right back here on Deck the Hallmark.
Oh my goodness. If you've not heard by now, what are you waiting for? You can't really go shopping this year on Black Friday. This is a no-brainer. Blind Chalet. We have like one more week left of 55% off of all of your custom window coverings. You heard me right. 55% off. Blind Chalet will work with you, provide the custom window covering that you want. They'll send you free samples. They will ship everything for free. You are guaranteed to be happy. And the best part is if you go to blindchalet.com and type in the promo code Hallmark55, that's Hallmark55, they're going to give you 55% off of their already reasonable prices. That's right. This holiday season, You're getting stuff done around the house because you've been inside so long. You're redoing the backyard or the garage or whatever. Add window coverings to your list and do it with the best there is at 55% off. BlindChalet.com, promo code Hallmark55, and you will be good to go.
I love it when you talk blinds. Mm-hmm. I love
it. It's the
best. I love it.
Sometimes I call you and I'm just like, hey Dan.
Talk blinds.
Yeah.
Talk blinds.
Big fun, maybe six.
Talk blinds to me. Hey everyone, it's time for the Wait What part of the show. So we talk about one of those people made us go, wait, what? Panda?
At one point, the lead, what's her name? Vivian says, you know what they say about slippery slopes, don't you? She says that to her assistant. Her assistant says that you could slide down them. She goes, no. And then proceeds never to tell us what they actually say about slippery slopes. I just want to point that out. At one point, there's a milk jar that they've put on the table.
My gosh.
There's real cookies. There's a painted milk jar, freshly painted milk jar.
That's right.
Which they pick up. There's paint all over it. What's happening there?
I have no earthly idea.
Why?
Does Justin know?
No. I was just saying she grabbed it and was like, hey, what's up?
So many.
What's crazy is she looks really mad that they decided to paint it and not surprised that they paint it, just like really mad. Like, how could you paint this so close to time of airing? Why are you painting it at all?
And it also wasn't the one they agreed on.
No.
Where's that one hat?
You know, she may be, you said producer, I corrected you, director. I think she started as a director. I think she is producing it too. That's on me. Because she's clearly doing all of this other work. But it is very weird that this milk jug is painted. Well, I don't understand it. And then his excuse is, he basically says, well, there's paint. His excuse was, we had some paint here. That didn't mean you go use it, Daryl. Like, good, just show some restraint for the love. Like, you know.
Hey, there's a jar there. Well, we painted it.
Typically milk.
Guys, I found some paint. Yeah. What do we do? What should we paint?
The milk jug's already white. What if we painted it white, see if anybody noticed? It'd be so funny. Milk typically speaks for itself. He is as good as his job as these country singers are at acting.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
That's the comparison there.
That's true. At one point, Chet, I love Chet. Let me go on the record and say Chet is the real hidden gem in all of this. Chet's great.
One of these nondescript white guys you were talking about.
Yeah, he's one of the nondescript white guys. But Chet's there bebopping, trying to act like he's not paying attention to Vivian in a flashback. I don't know what he's looking at. I don't know who he's like trying to get attention to because there's no one around him, but he's just moving and shaking.
I will say for the guy who's
down a few
for the guy who's throwing the party, he is in an amazingly low demand.
That's right.
No one needs Chet.
He's also just popping into other scenes.
No, it was my favorite scene of this movie. Chet is there. Vivian and Gavin are having a very heated conversation, and Chet's over there. Whoa. Where were you at, Chet?
Come on, Chet.
Do you got any more?
No, that's it.
Justin, wait, what?
I have two. And this is really nitpicky, but it was called Nashville Christmas Live. And then there was the joke of Nashville Christmas Live to tape, which, you know, yeah. like, I get it. That's like a funny little like production thing. But it wasn't even Nashville Christmas Live to tape, because they ended up scrapping the plans and re-recording everything, which is quite literally not live. Like, you're just doing it over and over until you get what's right. Yeah. It's just Nashville Christmas.
That's all it is. Just yeah. country Christmas. And
whomever was in charge of the graphics for the opening, if you have country music's biggest star and you're essentially using just like Comic Sans to be That's like, right. Nashville Christmas Live. Yeah. Like, somebody needs to step in. The other part that was really frustrating to me, not frustrating, but I guess I just question the sincerity of it, is when she finds that box of old memories. I've never looked at an old photo of mine and gone, home. Or like, And it was just this like series of really strange noises that you would make to try to convince somebody that you cared about your past. Yeah. But like, no one was in the room. And then she had like a full like video camera that I assume only holds like VHSs. And I don't know why. I guess I'm like, I've watched a lot of Marie Kondo. Like, I don't know why you're keeping all of that around, because it's of no use. I would know, because I've been on the hunt for a VCR to watch my VHS of The Lion King that I found a few years ago.
Classic.
And no dice. Mm. So I was just really kind of confused on all these things that are being kept around.
I'm going to choose not to go down the rabbit hole that you opened up about The Lion King on VHS. We're just going to let it go. Just let it go.
Okay.
Disney Plus, you can watch it.
You can
watch it.
Let it go.
You can watch it if you want to. Gavin and Vivian are hanging out one night, and they come across these carolers. And Gavin says, "Sing for me. I manage artists." And they get no less than a bar in before he just starts having a conversation. Right. You asked them to sing, Gav. Gav, just listen, bud.
It could be because they're on a track.
Showbiz, baby.
Yeah.
That is showbiz.
They're on a track. Like, it just is on a
loop. But how sad would those kids be, though? Yeah. This is our big moment. Bar,
it's like the equivalent in the audition where they're like, yeah, we're good here.
Yeah.
You're good. Thank you. Thanks for coming in. We'll be in touch.
Her Christmas tree was in the middle of the room, which just blew my mind.
And then they move it later because they're sitting on the couch, and later it's in a different spot.
Very confusing. Guys, we got to talk about that popcorn fight. I cannot think, maybe rice, of a worse food to start throwing at each other on a couch of that fabric. It just seemed like a disaster. They are going to be finding popcorn for years to come.
Look, none of us are neat freaks.
No.
None of us claim to like have to have everything perfect the whole time. All three of us
were uncomfortable.
We would shut that down.
Handfuls of popcorn at each other. We're like, what are you doing?
We would shut that
in
down.
In the crevices of that, like, if my kid throws popcorn, I'm like, bro, you should know better. Yeah. You're four.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
I just can't believe it.
Clean it up.
I
can't.
I hated it.
Two more really quickly. I want to know how long the version of O Christmas Tree is that she put on to decorate the tree. It lasts the entire duration of decorating. I just want to know how long that version is. And lastly, why are there so many mistletoes at the end of this movie just hanging there off stage? I don't understand. There was three. Why? Why three? I don't know.
And they're not even on the set.
They're off stage.
Yeah.
That's an HR violation.
Yeah, yeah, it really is.
Yeah, waiting to
someone's
happen.
Going to kiss Deck coming right. Three mistletoes. That's it's right. Sending quite the signal.
Yeah. I have so many questions about Country Christmas Live. We can start with the fact that it's live to tape and then it actually isn't even that. But a couple of things. One is she doesn't want to have a familiar Christmas carol to open up the show. And for the life of me, I don't understand. Her explanation is that you don't want people to bring any memories into this. That's her explanation. It's when they watch a Christmas special from Nashville, you don't want them to have any sort of nostalgia built up yet. You don't want them to hear something they've never heard before. Everyone's turning it off at that point. If you don't hear something that's like, man, that's the best version of that you've ever heard. Like, I don't watch all of these for sure, but nobody's cranking it up out of the box with a new song.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand that. No. And the explanation made, like, Christmas is all about remembering.
It's like when you go to see your favorite band live and they're like, hey, we're going to play a new one. And you're like, dadgummit, do they got to?
But who leads off with a new one?
No one.
No one That'd leads be quite off the move. With a new one. It's ridiculous. Bold. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't understand.
I don't get it.
Like, Michael W. Smith's like, I've been working on some bluegrass stuff.
We'll get to friends.
No. And if he did that in the middle of the show, you're like, all right, Michael, we'll give you this one song. But if he just, Michael W. Smith, and he came out, he's like, so I've been in a real bluegrass phase lately. Can somebody bring me the mandolin? Like, it would not go well.
You could take your Agnes Day and shove
That's
it.
That's right. No. A real friend would listen to this new track.
That's exactly right.
That I've got some auto tune on.
For all you Michael W. Smith fans out there, that segment was for you.
That was for fire. For those of you who like Michael W. Smith, go west, young man. Anyway, second of all, with this country Christmas thing live, if it's all taped anyway and they're going to get it right, why is Sarah Evans there 5 days early for a full dress rehearsal? Why? Nobody else is there. They're not filming for 5 days. She's doing one song.
Alexis is there, but just in makeup for 5 days.
But it's 5 days early, full dress rehearsal, none of it taped. What? Why are they doing that?
No one knows.
Because it's live to tape.
My thing is this, is if it was live, I was thinking, okay, maybe this is a super big deal. I still think 5 days is too many. But if it's taped, why are they there 5 days early to not tape it? For one song.
Why not Winona does make that point, though. She's like, we didn't need 5 days back when I was doing it. So no,
True.
Well, the Holly Jolly sign wasn't that big.
That's right. So true story.
Address the big issues.
The Holly Jolly.
What in the world is that sorry excuse for a beanbag toss? I didn't even know they were at a carnival. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, there are two just flimsy little like cardboard things. And there's not even a worker out there. And somebody walks out of nowhere and hands them beanbags. And then they hand them a giant, like.
Where are they storing that?
I don't know. I have no idea. It was the least effort ever put in to a carnival scene ever in the history of the movies that I've seen on Hallmark. Wes Brown goes to his dad's house to give him the speech that just was not earned in this movie at all about, I hope you're proud of me. And the dad's working on a manger scene with like this wood like thing. And I don't know if he's having some tremors, but the wood carving tool is vibrating, but the star is just a piece of wood and he cannot hold on to it. He keeps just like, oh, butterfingers. Oh,
yeah, I don't know.
He can't. Why can't he just, it's a piece of wood.
Did they mention at some point that he has something going on? Like, that's the only thing I could figure that I missed it.
I don't
know.
I don't understand it. Just doesn't make any sense. And then, look, Kimberly Williams Paisley is more talented than all of these country singers at acting. I don't know where she gets off thinking that she's got a Southern accent in the bag because it was tough sledding out there, Kimberly. She's from New York. Like, what do you, like... I know you're married to Brad Paisley, but I just like I was very put off by her accent, just in general. Just I didn't know what it was. The ultimate wait, what to me? Because as soon as I heard her, I went, did she say sugar? Like, what is she talking about? I didn't get that one at all.
Yeah,
and that's about
it. Hey, sugar babe. Yeah, sugar baby sweetheart. It's fine. It's slick as a piece of lard.
Yeah.
Why didn't they cast you? Why didn't they cast you? That's what I want to know.
I'm the ghost of Christmas. What?
It's time for What the Hallmark. It's part of the show where we talk about any questions that we still have that we're looking for some answers for. Panda?
I want to know what happened. Two things about what happened to him. First of all, Chet, want to know more about my boy Chet. Chet? Because loved him. Not a great guy, but did he get comeuppance? I just want to know, first of all. And then number two, and this caught me off guard. When they pan out, I 100%, if you had asked me to bet my paycheck on will there be an appearance of the ghost at the very end as they pull
like
back.
Kind of like Star Wars Return of the Jedi.
Yes, 100%, like standing or like they're in the rafters or something, like just something. They're not there. What happened to them? Like, is this something they do for a lot of people, the ghost of past and present? Like, I just want to know more about these because... just gotta know.
No doubt. Justin?
I have two things. I want to know what it's like to go on a solo cruise.
Yeah.
Just to have your kids be like, just go, Dad. Just go. And I would watch at Christmas, no less. I would watch a whole film of just watching Vivian's dad kind of just navigate what it's like to go on a solo Christmas cruise. Like, is Kimberly Williams Paisley going to be there as a different character? The other one that The other thing that I really have a big question about is I want kind of like an off-season Hallmark movie that's more on the dramatic side about the ghost of Christmas future getting a pink slip. Yeah. And being like, we have gotten together, and unfortunately, even though you've given several thousand years of great work to this company, you're just no longer needed. We're downsizing.
Yeah.
And then ultimately putting, as most layoffs go, putting the work on other people, turning to the humans and being like, you decide your own future. No. It's called your cutting corners.
Yeah.
Josh Grayson just holding a pink slip and be like, look, we thought you were the future, but you're not.
God bless Josh Grayson and his sixth place run on American Idol season.
You nailed five, it, buddy.
Four.
Listen, there's
his
only so
gonna
many
call us because he got a mention today.
There's only
so you guys want Josh on the show.
We do. There's only so many Grim Reaper futures. We didn't need it here. We didn't need it. We didn't need it. I do want to know, because I'm still unclear about what happened to the mother, whether or not she left. You know, left the family, like Deuces, I'm gonna go get milk and not come back.
Mortal coil.
Or left this world.
Left this mortal coil.
I don't know. They say left, but that is just very un-Hallmark to just be like, oh yeah, she deuced out. She was not interested in being around,
she
and we never
like a great
saw
mom,
her again.
Then she was done.
So I just want to know what happened. Like, Justin, what do you think? Dead or gone?
I think that she left because she was in a loveless marriage and got killed.
Yeah.
Wow.
And she got killed?
Bold.
Sorry. I'm so sorry, guys. That's
wow. I think she's just gone. What did you think, Panda? She was gone?
Yeah. I mean, I just assumed she had left, but mortal coil leaving?
Yeah. And you thought she's dead?
She's a ghost now. She's the ghost of Christmas future. Ghost.
And she's dude, too busy. What? She was like, I can't.
Too busy. I can't. Dude. Not for my daughter. No way. I got other things going on.
I left her once. If you think I'm coming back as a ghost, not interested.
No. Yeah. I got two. One, Vivian walks through to this bar where she meets Kix Brooks, and there's a sign outside the bar that says, gather all you faithful. And it's an event. I want to know what event that is that's called Gather All You Faithful. Like, I want to know if I should attend. Is it as well-run as Country Music Live or whatever it is?
I think maybe it's the Country it was the theme for Country Christmas that year, year that was.
But my bigger one is the timeline of Wes Brown leaving, getting the agency, becoming the agent of Sarah Evans, and then her signing this record deal, I think is incredibly interesting to me, because the movie, I think, portrays it like it happens all at once, which is not accurate. Like, he's going to go, the first time they're talking, he's like, I'm going to go and interview for this job. Why would she even hire me? And then when they're at Chet's party, that was when they announced that Sarah Evans has signed the contract, has signed the contract. And that is a lot later on, because Wes Brown's established out there and he knows her and he's like, she's a personal friend. Can I please tell her myself? And that is only important all to say that Jesse Schramm still has a flip phone. So like, how much time, like, this is all in the 2010s. None of this is before 2010, but if it starts with him going out for an interview with Sarah Evans to Sarah Evans landing this record contract and him getting to tell her and they're that close, I just want to know how much time has elapsed and why Jesse Schramm can't get up just a phone with a screen on it like everybody else. Like, that's really what I want. But I'm just curious how quickly that happened.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody, we did it. Congratulations. Before we dive into double decker of the week, Justin, tell everybody how they can find you on the web, read your stuff, hear your things.
Always, as we are coming to the end, if you want to get caught up on My Year with Dolly, you only have a short 47 episodes to listen to before the finale next week. Go listen to My Year with Dolly. If you weren't too annoyed by me and my consumption of wine, you can find me on Twitter at Justin Kirkland 4.
That's exactly right. Mm. Who do we have today on the double decker? Panda does a deep dive. Who we got?
Haley James.
Haley James. So her story is a doozy. You told me
it is a doozy. Haley James, great, great fan, great friend, great fan. Big ideas coming from her.
She's a fan of us. We're a fan of her.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I know Justin's really excited about this idea. She launched a brand new company, and it's the Turkey of the Month Club.
The Turkey of the Month Club.
Yeah, Turkey of the Month Club.
Interesting.
Okay. Really excited about it.
I imagine subscriptions pick up this time of year.
You know, it's a year-round thing. It's a turkey every month.
Can you just sign up for November?
You could, but I don't think.
Is it a turkey like they send you a live animal?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. No, so you get a different one every month, and I love it.
How does it work in a place like Brooklyn or Manhattan? Like, what do you do with those turkeys?
Well, I don't know how Justin's dealing with it. He's been a subscriber for 2 years now.
Justin, so how are you dealing with it? How are you? Where are all your turks?
I sleep with all of them. Oh.
Wow.
Well,
just, there you have
turn the heat off.
Just two dozen turkeys hanging out. Gobble, gobble.
Man. Well, there you go.
Are they designed? I have more questions. Are they designed to eat, for you to kill and eat, or for as pets?
Wait a dang minute. Why would you kill them?
Oh my gosh. No, I don't have any more questions.
All right, everybody, we did it. Congratulations, Turkey of the Month Club. Love that. Yeah. Hey, if you want to hear us chat about with Justin, chat about Dolly Parton's Christmas on the Square, go ahead and sign up for BrambleJamPlus.com. DTH Plus or All Access tier will get you that. Are we good? We good, everybody? Yeah, Justin, great. We love you. Merry Christmas, my friend. And to all of you out there, come back tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. We're going to be here, so don't you worry about it. Until then. And may we be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast. It's produced by Brandon Gray and presented by Friendly TV. Our lovely set is decorated by Plum Home Decor. You can check them out at plumonmain.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast, go to BrambleJamPodcast.com. And to hear every Bramble Jam Podcast ad-free, go to BrambleJamPlus.com.